I used to be so young and so driven. There was a time when I understood the world around me, but then it started changing. You know, the entire world started growing up around me, leaving me behind. A never-aging constant, a man out of his time. I have no connection to this world. Not anymore.
Dark Shadows, the Skinwalkers.
How is it a creature capable of sharing so much love now finds himself so very much alone? So you don't deny it?
As I said, I'm not the man I was. The very fact I subject myself to your company is testament to that.
And yet you've a story to tell me? Caitlin Matthews. So that was her name.
Was it? I don't recall.
And yet, you clearly cared for her.
Perhaps. But then, she would have been one of 100 different lovers before the very act of feeling became a burden.
Do you remember how you both met?
I choose to forget.
Yet judging from these pages, you were never forgotten.
And that's for her.
She took a real shine to you.
And I to her, if I recall correctly.
In that case, tell me. It can be through your words or hers. The date's here, November 8th, 1899.
My name's Quentin Collins. I've lived for over 100 years. And in my wanderings, I've seen many places, known many people, experienced horrors conceivable and inconceivable. At times, I've known love. Or thought I have. After so many ages, one can never be sure.
Dark Shadows. Blood Dance.
My entire life, I've walked on the edge of darkness and sometimes fallen into its embrace. Here in Chicago, I lurk in the shadows, never seeking to draw attention. Even so, people I encountered, however briefly, always seemed to sense there was something different about me, something supernatural.
Good evening, sir. I trust you're enjoying yourself.
The dancers had so occupied my attention that I had not even noticed the woman approaching. But when I looked at her, I could focus on no one else. The tall man fell onto his back. And before my eyes seemed to shrink, until all that remained was a rapidly diminishing shadow. A hollow, grating voice seemed to echo from some vast, deep pit.
Soon, she and you will be as dead as those creatures who dance mindlessly for the mistress.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I was just wondering how old you are.
What?
Your eyes. It's as if they've caught the moonlight far too many times.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empire. My name's Madame Rosie Fay, and I'm here to bring pleasure to your ears. Ain't no one gonna say I bring pleasure to your eyes as well. You ready for a song?
Yeah! Right.
Oh, I know all about you, Rosie Fay.
I recognize a creature of the night when I see one. I ain't no creature. I'm talking about your gentleman friend. He ain't no creature. He's an American.
It's a tale of horror and intrigue.
Oh, my favorite.
What's happening? I feel funny. I'm all hot.
Feel the wrath of my burning heart.
Don't move. You'll come in with me. I can't not move and come with you. Make your mind up.
You can call me Amelia. Now, Miss Fay, I'd like to know why you're murdering my ladies.
Look at her! Oh, dear Lord, look at her! She's on fire!
Sometimes, I wonder how much of our lives are ruled by fate. Is there some greater being bringing us all together? The Collinses, the Fays, the Ricosis.
You mean me? Madame Rosie Fay.
You put on quite a show, my dear.
My
My name is Jade. And I'm dead. And I'm alive.
Dark shadows. London's burning.
What's that? Lord, take the candle. Outside. The voices. Surely you can hear them. Is it raining? Listen.
Dark shadows, the creeping fog.
Bombs clearly exploded and did severe damage to houses further down.
I've died so many times.
The main news again. The United States has declared...
The fog. What was in the fog?
It's not just fog.
What did you do to your hand? Please, let me see. But how did it... It burned you.
No. Not burned. Aged. An old man's hand.
Is possible.
You'd be surprised what's possible.
It's here. It's coming through the door.
I was right there on a hill overlooking the sea.
They cut out my heart.
There must be something we can do to stop it. What about an exorcism?
I don't know the ritual. I don't know anything anymore.
Quentin, what are we going to do? Mr. Collins, there's something there. I saw it, a shadow, moving right behind you.
Everything dies.
So, Mr. Collins, will you help us?
What if I refuse?
Then we'll let you go.
You will?
From 4,000 feet over the Bavarian Alps, without a parachute.
Corporal Sally Green, you're a very persuasive woman.
Dark shadows. Operation Victor.
The Germans have been scouring the globe for mystical artifacts and people with supernatural gifts. They've gathered them all together in a castle high in the Bavarian Alps for a project under the direction of a man called Moloch.
Moloch?
Andy Hoff! Andy Hoff!
Mr. Quentin Collins. So sorry to keep you waiting.
Quentin!
What?
I don't think we're alone in here. Look. Soldiers. Dead German soldiers.
The howling we heard outside the castle. How many werewolves have you got in here?
You creatures, you think you walk the earth unseen. You imagine we don't know about you, but we do. The Brethren, the Brotherhood, Sally's friends in the American government. Remember Amelia's group in London at the turn of the century? We're all linked, Quentin. We're all learning from each other. Furthering the cause.
You poor thing. What have they done to you, boy?
I didn't know you were so good with children. You didn't mention that in your files.
Yeah. Well, I had this nephew, Jason.
As British forces advance across the Rhine in the west and Soviet forces advance from the east, the question is no longer whether the Allied forces will reach Berlin, but who will get there first.
What do you know about Collingwood?
The American government has a whole file on the events that took place there in the late 19th century.
The race is on, but one thing is for sure.
That's it, Mr. Collins. Have a nice rest, because you're going on a journey. A very long journey.
The end is now in sight.
Well, what do you think?
It's beautiful. Can you hear that?
What?
Like screaming.
Dark Shadows, the Haunted Refrain.
Hello? Is anybody there?
Nobody here now. Nobody but me and them. Can't you hear them? Scratch. Scratch, scratch. Scratch, scratch. Scratch, scratch. Scratch. Witch! Witch! You burn in hell for this, woman! Burn in hell! Burn in, burn in, burn in, burn in, burn in, burn in, burn in!
Something up?
No, I found a man in the attic and he wants me to run away with him. What are you?
My name is Quentin Collins.
what is up with you these days?
They're coming, Barbara. They're coming for me.
My name is Barbara Douglas. I have a story to tell. I owe it to a friend because he's gone. I listened to him die.
Why, Quentin, you haven't changed a bit. You must have a picture in the attic.
I'm too old for games, Dorian. I'm here for your help.
Dark Shadows. The Darkest Shadow.
Anywho, turn that frown upside down, Miss Carr, because I got a big, juicy part for you.
Really? Tell me more.
We're making this horror movie. And
I don't like horror movies.
They wanted to play this ravishing beauty. She's a mysterious and beautiful lady who had this tragic love affair, and get this? She used to be a painting, and she's been brought to life by some spell. She's called Amanda Harris.
Yes, this is Miss Olivia Corey. She's starring in The Curse of Collinwood.
Follow those green arrows to the set with curse written on them. Can't miss it.
We tried to get permission to film at Collinwood, but they didn't seem keen to allow us for some reason. Too many bad memories, the owner said. So as you can see, we made our own Collinwood. Olivia, this is Milo Channing, our Quentin Collins.
Charmed, I think. Nice to meet you, Milo.
Just call me Quentin Collins from now on.
Gerald Wilde is our Edward Collins, and Marnie Slomans playing Angelique.
Yeah, I'm the witch again. My ex-husbands would all say, typecasting.
Joan, I just can't be shot with these ridiculous mutton chop whiskers on my face. I'll be a laughingstock.
My dears, listen to me. I have an announcement to make, vital to our very existence.
Oh, that's all we need, another vision.
I can see a man from your past, a man who loved you.
A man who loved me?
Yes, a man who burned for the love of you.
So anything you can tell me from your chat with the crew?
Specifically?
How about this mysterious writer and director, Mr. D. Curtis?
Apparently he's a bit of a Howard Hughes, scared of the world. He hides himself in the Collinwood set behind a locked door in the East Wing.
As I remember it, the East Wing is up those stairs and along that corridor.
Well, ladies first.
Amanda.
Quentin, is that you? Quentin?
Said I made rather fine French toast.
She's your wife, isn't she?
That's her. She's not the easiest to please, so I know this must be good.
What's so funny?
I don't know. You don't look married.
I don't?
Not really.
I've been married twice. Although I can't say I was always the best of husbands. Perhaps the years have taught me to be kinder. And the circumstances that threw Leela and me together, well, they were unusual.
Dark Shadows.
Panic.
You'll have to tell me your name. I can't be expected to remember everything.
Robin Goodman. Rob. What was that you were humming?
Oh, I have been wondering that myself. I woke up with it in my head. Why do you ask?
I just remember hearing it before, that's all. That same song. All scratchy and warped, like it was playing on an old record.
It's like an explosion in Aladdin's cave.
Good afternoon. I'm Quentin Collins, the manager of this establishment.
It's the strangest thing, Mr. Collins. I have been troubled by a song going round and round in my head. Lately, I seem to wake up with it on my mind like it's part of my dreams. Something from long ago come back. You can understand that, perhaps, like your nostalgia. I'm not entirely sure if it's a good thing or not, but I must know what it is. Robin thinks he heard the same song being played in your shop.
So was it love at first sight then? Jackie says that with Harry and Cody was clearly love at first sight.
I'm not sure that's how I'd describe it.
Ah! Stop! It's me! What are you doing, you mad witch?
What am I doing? What are you doing? More like it.
You may kiss the bride.